At his busy downtown restaurant, Al McAuliffe, one of the owners of Riata, says the killing of two of New York's finest hurt him deeply.
I felt extremely frustrated, angry, and the frustration, you know, says to me, somebody's got to do something.
So he's decided to buy lunch for nearly 1,000 Fort Worth police officers.
It is a huge financial sacrifice to feed that many. But I think the fact that we're doing that sends a real clear message that we really believe in what we say, and we're willing to spend the money to say, we really do appreciate you.
His son, Mike, also owns the restaurant and says he felt helpless when he heard how the officers were killed in New York.
They're sitting in their cars, and a person who's hell-bent on hurting a police officer comes up behind them and assassinates them, you know? To ever be targeted just because of what you do for work, I think it's incredibly difficult.
They're hoping to turn the tide and get other restaurants in Texas and across the U.S. to show support for their local police departments.
I can't tell you how much this means to our department and to the officers.
Sergeant Steve Enright is the spokesman for the Fort Worth Police Department.
The scrutinization and this ill will, or not ill will, but almost distrust of the police department, to have someone come back and say, we appreciate you as much as you appreciate us, it's just overwhelming. It just fills your soul.
His lunch?
I had the jalapeno cilantro soup, which is to die for. It is the best soup I think I've ever had. And I had a grilled cheese sandwich, and they didn't say it's a gourmet grilled cheese sandwich, but when you have bacon and tomato and it tastes as good as it did, I'm happily miserable right now.
Officer Sean Harris with Fort Worth SWAT team enjoyed his meal too. He had tenderloin tacos.
Thin strips of tenderloin cut up into a flour tortilla with grilled onions, guacamole, rice, and beans. Excellent.
Harris says his job isn't easy.
And more times than not, it's a thankless job. The tough part is the perception of the public and what they want to believe instead of getting all the facts.
Officer Maria Salina says she rarely has time to even get lunch working the phones.
And so Riata has really, really done great by allowing us to come in here and just enjoy our meal. And we really appreciate it.
The owners said they took care of even the gratuity, but Bobby Powers, one of the wait staff, says he's been in the business for 10 years and he's never gotten a $100 tip until today.
Well, I was a little shocked at first. Another server saw it and came and told me. I was like, no, you got to be talking about it at every table. But yeah, I was extremely grateful. I thought it was absolutely awesome. First time that's happened, and it was pretty cool.
The free lunch is available through December 31st. Dwahli Saikautau, KERA News.